Well, there's another interesting event that's happening this weekend, and joining us now is the executive director of the University City Children's Center. That's Stephen Zwolak. Hi, Stephen. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. The Children's Center is hosting a pop-up circus tomorrow. Now, Stephen, I've heard of pop-up restaurants and pop-up stores, but a pop-up circus?
Yes, this is so fantastic. It is in collaboration with PNC Arts Alive and Circus Flora and Circus Kaput. And they are doing a series of pop-up circuses in our community. And they ask if we'd be willing to host one of their pop-up circuses. And, of course, who can refuse a circus?
Well, I've been a big fan of Circus Flora for a long time. I don't know about you.
Oh, they're wonderful. Just absolutely wonderful. And this event is going to be held at University City Children's Center and tomorrow, Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. And the fun thing about it is they will have their circus and they will have their aerial acts and their cyclists, but they're going to do a workshop for the children who are there for the last hour. So there'll be an hour of pop-up circus and then an hour of opportunities for kids to play.
Just briefly, Stephen, just as a little background, the University City Children's Center is, can you just explain a little bit what that is?
Yeah, University City Children's Center serves children 6 weeks of 6 weeks of age through 6 years of age, and we serve a very diverse population. We have we're 30% African American, 40% Caucasian, and 30% other. And we represent about 13 different cultures where English is a second language, and in our other category it was also mixed race families. But what we do so well is mixed income. We have families with incomes less than $5,000 a year to $200,000. And our goal is, if I want to make it really simplistic, is how do we live as a community in the world of kind of kumbaya? So that's sounds so simple and so playful, but you know, to live together like that, we really do need to think like that.
Yeah, well said, I think. And one of the important things we want to bring out is, although this is happening at your children's center, you're inviting people from outside of the community to join in on this.
Oh, well, yeah, we have people from all over coming. It's going to be a very festive event, and I just reassure people, we will not have animals. I wish we were having animals, but it'll be jugglers and unicyclists and aerialists, clowns will be face painting, and, you know, hot dogs, popcorn. What do you close your eyes and think of a circus? And there's our Circus Flora University City Children's Center pop-up circus.
Well, Circus Flora will open its 28th season with The Pawn. Every year they have a theme. It runs from, I think it's May 29th through June the 22nd in Grand Center right there by Powell Hall. And The Pawn, their theme this year has to do with chess, of course. But are they bringing any of that to this?
No, this will be really designed for, you know, just playfulness with our children. I'm sure they'll have literature there. They've already given us some literature, but as we planned, they will be nimble enough to accommodate the audience, and we will have children from birth through probably young adults. So
and old adults too.
Old adults.
don't forget us, Stephen. I want to remind I want to remind people that University City Children's Center presents, I'm including myself in that, PNC Arts Alive Pop-Up Circus. It's going to be tomorrow beginning at 3 o'clock at the Children's Center, which is at 6646 Vernon. If you go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, we'll have a link to the Children's Center website. And it's free and open to everyone. Just show up. And Stephen Zwolak is the executive director of the UCity Children's Center. Thanks for telling us about it.
Thank you so much, and have a great weekend. Hope to see you there.
Wouldn't miss it.
All right.
See ya. Be sure and join Don Marsh on Monday for St. Louis on the Air. He'll be talking about Holocaust Remembrance Day, and he'll be talking to brothers Jerry and Mike Koenig, who escaped the Warsaw Ghetto as children and survived by spending the last 22 months of the war living under a barn. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, with assistance from Camille Phillips, Aaron Dorr, and Amanda Hunnickfort. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. There's a lot to do this weekend. Hope you get out, and I hope you'll join us next week, too. Bye-bye.